Good afternoon and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. Glad to have you along with us today. And my guest is Julie Smith from Samaritan's Kitchen of Wilkes. And Julie, this is a busy time. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff happening right now. Let's see, you guys are moving, and then we've got Stamp Out Hunger coming up, The Amazing Race coming up. And in your spare time, you decided to stop by and talk to us today.
I did. And in lieu of, add one more thing to that, we're also having a yard sale next weekend.
Oh, so, good heavens.
So we are very busy.
All right. Now, tell us about, let's do an overview. I always like to do that to begin with. Just remind folks about what you do, because you just have recently finished the backpack program. But again, tell us about your goal, your mission, and what the folks do at Samaritan's Kitchen of Wilkes.
Samaritan Kitchen is focused on hunger. Our mission is to feed the hungry here in Wilkes. We do that through programs that we offer: the Client Choice Pantry, the Backpack Program, and Project Joy. And we operate the Client Pantry throughout the year, and the Backpack Program through the school year, and the Project Joy is Christmas program.
And again, you rely on donations and things like the fundraisers, like the Amazing Race is coming up and the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive, to get the food that you use for both the pantry and the backpack program, right?
That is correct. We rely on fundraisers, events such as the Postal Food Drive, the Boy Scout Food Drive, and a lot comes in from the community, from our local folks here. Wilkes County is gracious about donating food, so we use all resources to collect the items that we need.
Now, I know that the last few times I've talked to you, and it's just signs of the times, I suppose, the way the economy is, a lot of people are struggling, people who have never had to rely on food banks before, or having to come into you and say, you know, I used to donate to this, and now I'm having to use this service. So are you still seeing an influx of clients coming in, and how are the donation levels right now?
Donation levels are kind of at a minimal. We're still receiving them in, but not as much as we have in the past. And it is a slow time because the times are so hard for everybody. We have seen an influx of folks. We saw 435 families last month just in the Client Pantry, and that was adding 30 new families. So that's, you know, that's quite a substantial amount. And we served 675 children this year in the on the backpack program. So the need is so great, and it's a concern for all of us that are involved in what we do.
Now, two things where the community can get involved this weekend is the Wilkes Amazing Race, which we've actually been talking about for several weeks here. Tell us what this is, and this is what, the second or third time you've done this?
This is, I believe, the fourth year.
Oh, really?
For
okay.
us. And it is, this is a fun event to do. It is sponsored by Go Wilkes and CertainTeed, 1010 Tie, CenturyLink. They've come together and they put on a wonderful event for us with amazing challenges throughout the county, and some physical, some mental. I do not know what the challenges are. Some of them I think from years past I would really like to try, and some of them I'm not too sure I could make it through it. So, but all the proceeds that we raise that day does come to support our programs. Teams of two can sign up and enter the race, and it is amazing. It was a lot of fun. We've had lots of fun the past 3 years that we've done this.
Now, the teams of two that sign up, they go to various places around the county, and then they're challenged to do something while they're there. And they just go from one point to the other. I think they're given a map, and they don't necessarily all have to start at the same point, but you have to complete all the points before you finish, right?
That's correct. And you have a time frame that you can do that. It's totally amazing. It's something that you would just have to try to do. It's family fun. It's not anything that you know, families couldn't do, but the starting point, they do receive a map, and then they can go to different locations based on how they choose to, and those locations are secret until they receive their map.
Now, there are prizes for this at the end, too, right?
There are. I'll have to refer to my notes here, but you do have some, I think, you can dress up. So they have, the best costume, the fastest finish, and there's always some jokes along the way about the slowest and maybe the potty award or something like that. So they make it fun. We do. Jason and Melissa have been really great. They come up with some really good things to go along with this.
And then some cash prizes at the end. Is it too late to sign up for this?
I believe I checked right before I came over, and Melissa had room for a couple of more teams. Now, they may fill up fast, so might want to squeeze in there pretty quickly. But she did have 31 or 32 teams already signed up, and that I may be off a number or two there, but I think she was going to allow a few more than 30 this year.
And there is a website where you can go to for more information, right?
Yes, you can go to WilksAmazingRace.com. And or go on Go Wilks, and that will take you to that and get more information on that. And it's going to be another fun year for us.
And again, the proceeds from this go to Samaritan's Kitchen of Wilks to help you feed the hungry here in Wilks.
That is correct. All right. Of the proceeds do go back into the community.
All right. So it's a fun event. It is a cool fundraiser idea. And then the proceeds are for a good cause. So you can still get involved with that. Check out the website and find out more. Now, another thing that is happening on Saturday, Julie, would be the Stamp Out Hunger campaign. And they've been doing this for several years. I think over 20 years they've been doing this. And this is a food drive through the letter carriers, right?
That is correct. It is the National Letter Carriers Association Postal Food Drive. I believe that's correct.
Wow, she did that off the top of her head, too. That is really cool.
I did. I've done pretty good. But this is a great event for all the agencies in Wilkes that provide the food assistance service. Ourselves, Brock, Ministry of Hope, Ebenezer's Children, Antioch Baptist Church Pantry, Safe. I think there's maybe one or two more there that I didn't cover, but each of these agencies will benefit from that. And all you have to do is just leave your bag of groceries out by your mailbox, and your letter carrier will pick those up, and it will be returned to North Wilkesboro Post Office in Wade Inn, and it will be divided among the agencies and it will go to help stock our shelves.
And again, this is a national event in that communities all over the country are doing this. But for here in Wilkes, for those that put food out at their mailbox on Saturday, that food is kept here local, right?
That is correct. Everything stays here in the county. So it does, again, that goes right back into, the community. My favorite saying is it takes a community to raise a community. And so, it's community members that help support all the agencies that will benefit from this. And it does go back right, and it stays here in this county.
And again, on Saturday, you need the non-perishable food items in the bag there at the mailbox. So what are we talking about, Julie?
Green beans, corn, pork and beans, pinto beans, just your basic canned items. You know, we don't turn away macaroni and cheese in the boxes and things like that. We're grateful for anything that they leave. They do not recommend anything in glass jars because sometimes the bags do get kind of heavy on the bottom when the letter carriers pick them up. So we don't recommend anything in glass jars but peanut butter and jelly, canned tuna, anything like that is most acceptable.
Yeah, I think we talked about this before. When people are just donating to Samaritan Kitchens of Wilkes and they bring stuff to you, is it better for them to buy the huge jars or huge cans of green beans or the smaller cans, or does it really make a difference? Is it just a good combination of both?
Angela, it's just a good combination of both because we have families from one family member, a single person, to multi-family members in the home. We have several families that we see that have 10 or more in their family. So any of those sizes would benefit any of the families that we serve, because we do, when we have the larger cans, what we call number 10 size cans, we do give those to the larger families, because it would be more of a benefit to them than a one person, but we can use all sizes.
Okay, and when they bring stuff to you, can they bring refrigerator items like the canned biscuits or butter and stuff like that, or do you get that from other places? Do you just need the canned and the boxed items?
We can use all of that as long as it is sealed in the package, that it hasn't been opened or anything, but we welcome that at any time. That is one of the things that we don't have. We haven't had butter, and I don't know when, so that's an item that we can use on the occasion that we receive it in. So any of those items are most helpful.
All right. We are talking with Julie Smith, Samaritan's Kitchen of Wilkes. And I guess I should say that on Saturday, they don't necessarily want you to do the butter and things like that. That would be something that they just do if you take it directly to Samaritan's Kitchen of Wilkes.
That's correct.
But for the letter carriers on Saturday, just do cans and boxes and bags of stuff. All right. Again, I am talking with Julie Smith. This is Focus on the Foothills. She's with Samaritan's Kitchen of Wilkes. We'll have more on the program coming up right after this. Once again, welcome back to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela. My guest today is Julie Smith with Samaritan's Kitchen of Wilkes. And Julie, you have been up at what was the old Union School for several years, but you guys are making a move now. Is that right?
We are, Angela. We'll be moving at 421 to the old Wilkes telephone building in the lower level, and that move will be coming up in the next few weeks and hope to be reopened back on June 3rd. It's a big move for us, but we're looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll be able to better serve our clients.
All right. So it might be easier access for some people too, right off 421?
I would think so. It's a lot easier to find, and most folks know where that's at, and sometimes we have hard time still giving directions to where we are. Some of them are not familiar with that area, but we are looking forward to that.
Do you think maybe that will increase your donations too? Because you'll have a lot of people who will pass by, sometimes out of sight, out of mind. And I don't know if where you are now that they pass by and see any signs that much, but maybe they're on 421. If they pass by, it'll remind them, you know what, I need to swing by the grocery store and get an extra bag of food and take it to Samaritan's Kitchen.
We hope that would benefit us in that respect. We're just excited about that and the visibility there. So hopefully that will be a good move.
Will you have to be closed with the pantry for a week or so while you're moving, do you think?
We will. We have announced to our clients that we will have to be closed for a few weeks in order to accomplish that. And our last day of service will be on May 17th. And then we'll, like I said, hopefully to be reopened on June the 3rd. And we're just, again, excited about that. And we really have to thank our guest home there at Celebration/High Rock Church now. They have been so gracious to us, and it's been a blessing to be there. And it's just a good move for our pantry now and our services now to
have this new facility.
Just to have a new facility.
Yeah. Do you ever need volunteers or folks to help, or will you be needing some volunteers maybe with the move or whatever?
We will. I have a volunteer coordinator, Robin Morgan, and you can contact her at 838-5331, and we're setting up some folks. If they're available, we'll set a schedule and work with them around. Some of the stuff will be very heavy lifting, so if you volunteer, we'll probably ask you how much you can lift. Some of the items we'll be having to move are some heavy items, but we'll accept volunteer services, pickup trucks or whatever. We do have access to the box truck, which will be moving a lot of the heavy equipment, but some of the smaller things we probably need to call on some of the folks in the community, and we have a list already started.
Well, that's good. I'm sure you'll welcome all the volunteers to help you make the move as easy as possible. Sometimes moving can be a real headache, so I encourage folks to help you out with that. And again, if folks wanted to find out about how they can help, or maybe if their church wanted to take Samaritan Kitchen of Wilkes on as a home mission, How would they go about doing that? And do you sometimes go out to churches and do presentations and talk about the services that you provide?
We do, Angela. We'll go out any time that we're called out to come, and we're more than happy to do that. Wednesday nights, Sunday mornings, you know, or just a special night during the week. They have a mission night or whatever. We're more than welcome folks to call us, and we're more than happy to come out and do that. You also can find out information on our website, which is www.SamaritanKitchenOfWilkes.com, .org, excuse me, .org. And also, they're welcome to call us at any time at 838-5331, and we'll be glad to assist them in any way we can.
And again, this weekend is a big weekend. Then you have a yard sale coming up next week, is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Next Saturday, we have the third annual yard sale with the Wilkes/Yakin Home Builders Association. And that will be held at Sedgwick Homes down on 421 at the Hamptonville exit. They're at Asbury Church Road, just past the flea market. They have graciously sponsored this again for the third year. And we also are selling raffle tickets for some wonderful prizes. And I failed to bring that in with me. But if you'd like information on those tickets, feel free to call us. And we do have some of the tickets in there. $5 for $20 or $5 a piece, and there's three really, really nice prizes, a gas grill and some tools that the guys would really probably like to have that I don't remember what they're. I think one of them's a drill, and it's these guys work really hard, and they help us put this together, and they're so gracious to sponsor this for us. And again, the proceeds will come directly to the kitchen.
And that's coming up next Saturday on the 18th.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
All right. And so this Saturday, again, if you want to take part in the if you're wondering why you got those little plastic bags there in your mailbox, that's what they're for. Put the food in those and just non-perishable stuff, canned items. Try to stay away from the glass jars because they're easily broken. Canned items or box of dry goods or whatever, bags of things. Non-perishable food items, put that in the bag there at the mailbox, and the letter carrier, when they bring by your mail, will just pick up the food, right?
That's correct.
That is just about as easy as falling off a log.
It is.
Yeah. So that is this Saturday. And then also the Wilkes Amazing Race is happening this Saturday, and you can still find out more. And the website on that is?
You can check out GoWilkes.com, and I believe it's the WilksAmazingRace.com.
All right. So more information on that. Maybe just if you haven't waited too late, you can maybe squeeze in and get a team of two to play in that. Sounds like it'd be just a hoot. And that is all day on Saturday. Again, the proceeds from that go to Samaritan's Kitchen of Wilkes. And so, Julie, I appreciate you stopping by and visiting with us today. And I really hope it works out with the new location up 421. I think that'll be cool.
Well, thank you, Angela. We appreciate it. And we really want to say thank you to all the folks that help make what we do possible, the community, United Way, all of our donors, and the local grocery stores that we pick up. They're super, and we couldn't do what we do without them.
All right. Julie Smith, Samaritan's Kitchen of Wilkes. This has been Focus on the Foothills. Coming up, we'll have a check on that weather forecast.